podcast for the week of November 22nd, 2020. I'm your host, James Flynn, and this is the PC Gaming Podcast from Gamers Like You. Joining me this week are my co-hosts, Curlin.
What's up?
Logan.
Hello.
And Whitney.
Hello.
Well, guys, I wanted to mention, and I still have to put it in the show notes. I need to remember to put it in the show notes, that we were named by... I gotta find it now. Probably should go to Twitter because I tweeted it. We were named by another website. This is the first time anything like this has happened, so it's a big deal for us, anyway. I'm prepared. Let's see. Okay. So we were named by FeedSpot. We were named the number 6 in the top 25 PC gaming podcasts to follow in 2020. So I just wanted to say thank you to FeedSpot, putting us at number 6. I mean, we're right up there with the PC Gamer Show. We're on the heels of some of the bigger podcasts, so hopefully we'll pick up some more listeners and can bust into that top 5. But it's just an honor to be named by another site or recognized by another site, because it's never happened for us before. So thank you to FeedSpot. I'll put a link in the show notes where you can go check out FeedSpot.
Absolutely.
And one thank you to you guys, too, my co-hosts, because it wouldn't happen without you. If it was just me sitting here talking, wouldn't have a show. So this week on my playlist has just been Assassin's Creed Valhalla. The game is, there's just so much to do that it's long. I think I've got pretty close to 50 hours in. And I don't know if I'm halfway done. And I'm kind of a completionist. I'm trying to find every artifact, every treasure, because I want to... you get good XP for doing that, and I want to get as many points into my skill tree as possible. And I love the way they did the skill trees, because you can really pick the best from each one and kind of go into each one if you want to. But each skill tree, depending on the gear you're wearing, affects your stats too, so... You kind of have to be careful with that, but it's very versatile, and they let you reset it at any time for free. You could be in the middle of a fight and completely reset your skill tree and reallocate the points. Just make sure you do it before you exit the screen, otherwise you're going to get murdered. So it's been a great game, great story, and I'm still really enjoying it. The only thing my only complaint is still the... when whatever that machine is that you're supposedly in breaks into the world that you're in, kind of Animus. Whenever the Animus breaks into the pretend world, it kind of ticks me off a little bit, because there's these Super Mario type puzzles that I'm suddenly doing that just kind of take me out of the world that I'm otherwise submerged in or surrounded by. Otherwise, I'm still loving it. It's the best Ubisoft game I've ever played, by far. Really enjoying it. Curls, what about you? What's on your playlist this week?
For me, it's just been Destiny 2. I picked up the expansion, and I've been kind of goofing off in there, playing with Corey and Clayton. I did some streaming this weekend. Trying out a new setup. I'm using a different camera this for tonight's broadcast. This is actually my old Pixel 2.
It looks good.
Yeah.
Looks real good.
I got some tripods and phone mounts and ring lights and all that other kind of stuff for this other project that I was needed some that equipment for. So I was like, hey, let me try this out here. And it looks like it feels like the whole 16x9 square versus the iPad. Mm-hmm. So I kind of like that.
The quality's great. I mean, it's better than the camera I use for the show, for sure. Much more high quality.
Yeah, if you have an old phone, man, look into it, because it's actually kind of surprising how it surprised me when I first turned the preview on. I was like, whoa, like I can see like the grains in my beard because it's so small.
Yeah, I mean, I'd like to start doing unboxing and type reviews, hardware reviews, if I could ever get around to it. And I'll probably end up starting with a phone camera.
Yeah, yeah. Speaking of unboxing, I scored a PS5, and it's actually on the truck for delivery, and I'm still waiting. There was a FedEx guy out there early. I was like, yo, you got my stuff? He was like, no, but there's trucks running up until like 11 o'clock tonight. Wow. So I was like, you're killing me, Small. So, I mean, we might have a live unboxing if I get that knock on the door while we're on the stream. But I will grab my tablet and set up a Discord feed.
That'll work. Yeah, I'm still trying to snag one. We had one in the cart when Walmart put them in stock. And then I think because the wife and I were both logged in under her account, it kept asking me if I was a robot. And then it got all messed up. And... Yep. We ended up not getting one. So we're going to try again when they go back in stock. I think they're doing it on Black Friday or the day before.
It's the 25th.
The 25th, yes.
Yeah, because I need to score another one. So here's how I did mine. I had two tabs open. I had one on the PlayStation and then another one with the cart. So as soon as the time hit, I refreshed. And I was watching this Discord chat about PlayStation, and everybody was like, no, it's out of stock, blah, 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 blah. And while they were busy typing, I refreshed again.
And it was in stock. Yeah.
At the cart, I clicked it, I hopped over to the other tab, I refreshed, and there it was. And I just clicked through as fast as I could because I had already preloaded my address and my card info. The only thing I needed was those three digits.
Yeah.
Boom.
Yeah. Good idea.
So that's what I would. And as soon as this thing gets delivered, I'm pulling my card info out of that one. Yeah. Yeah. Apparently, Best Buy did a drop at like 4 a.m. last night, and Kohl's also had a bundle last night as well.
Oh, Kohl's. So, I forget about Kohl's.
Yeah. So this Discord, it's been helpful for kind of keeping track with what everyone's talking about. I'll see if I can pull the link, and I'll drop it in our
show notes.
Yeah.
Now, did you get a chance to grab a 6800 yet, XT?
No, not yet. I did go out to Micro Center on launch day, and apparently the guys that were camping, that started camping the day before at 7 a.m., got the two 6800 XTs that they had, and the other... 40 people or so got the 6800s. Mm-hmm. That was the shipment that they received the day before. Now, that same day, they had another truck come in that had like 20 or so, I think is what they said. And I had to run up the street and get the car looked at real quick. And by the time I got back 45 minutes later, all of that in that second shipment the day of was spoken for.
Yeah.
So I've also seen where AMD has been doing drops here and there on their own site.
And the
third party cards are supposed to drop on this Wednesday.
So I heard.
Do you know what time this Wednesday?
No, I don't. But from what I understand, like 2/3 of the allocation of chips went to third party versus their own reference cards. Okay. So. Yeah,
really that's what I heard. That majority of the cards went to their partners. I think that they did that. Like, I don't mean on purpose, but I mean I think that they watched what Nvidia did, screw over their partners, and AMD is like, oh, we're gonna give them the double whammy, and we're gonna build our relationship stronger with our partners, give them all the cards, and then we're gonna have a bit of a paper launch to start with, but then the second wave that's just gonna knock everyone out of the water, out of the park. I mean,
yeah.
Yeah, I hope you're right, because I'd really like to pick one up. I did pick up a really nice looking 5700 XT, but I figure I'll throw in my LAN box once I get the bigger card. It's a triple fan one, and it's real slick looking. It's real thin, so I know it'll fit well in my my LAN case. So I'm looking forward to that coming on Tuesday. So what you been playing?
Just that Destiny, some live streaming, and I also live streamed Horizon Zero Dawn when I was playing in Linux, you know, just on the Penguin's channel.
Cool.
But aside from that, and moving hardware and moving games around, that's pretty much been it. I since I've been anticipating this thing getting delivered, I moved all of my PlayStation games over onto this big SSD that I had, and I put it in a new USB enclosure. So when it gets here, all I got to do is sign in, and I'm ready to roll.
Nice.
Yeah.
Logan, what was on your playlist this week?
It's 10 years, and every week, same thing. StarCraft 2, StarCraft 2, StarCraft 2. That's crazy. Like, it doesn't cease to amaze me that I'm still, there are times I'll go a few days and I'll be like, oh, this is so bad. I hate this. But then, you know, I'll just find myself enjoying more and more things with it again and again and again. It's super crazy.
You know, I found helps me when I can't decide what to play? Ritalin.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'll play anything on Ritalin. I mean, literally anything. Yeah.
That's hilarious.
I keep making these plans all the time. All right, you know what? I've got a couple hours. Let's just plan, sit down, and just start on something. And I've got like half a dozen games that I want to go like trying to. I still want to go back to Ori, the original Ori, and see if I can't get through that. There's a ton of RPG games that I'm like, oh yeah, I should go back and do those. I should go back and try that. Like even games like Doom. I should go back. I should try Doom. Dishonored, the original Dishonored. Like, oh, yeah, I should go into that.
Why don't you try some new games?
Well, because you have to remember, these are new games for me. I know what you mean, like current gen games. Part of me wonders if I did that. Like, I just finished up Call of Duty Battle or World War II, right? And I thought that was awesome. If I go back to, like, you know, games from 2005, 2008, they're all going to suck compared to that now, right? So...
Maybe, maybe not. If the gameplay's good, I mean, that sometimes makes up for the shitty graphics. But
true, true. What else? I got into a beta. I'm doing the beta Neverwinter Nights Enhanced Edition iPad.
Oh, okay.
So just been tapping through that. Yeah. So that's been sort of interesting. It's been a long time since I've been a beta tester. I was a beta tester back in the late 90s. Like the hardcore beta tester where they have to email you out the CDs and all the CDs schemes and patches and all this stuff. So yeah, cool stuff. Other than that, like, yeah, it's been the same analysis paralysis of all these games. You know, I should get the new Star Wars game, the Jedi one. I should get Star Wars Squadrons. I should get this. I could get like, and it's like, oh, just stop. Just pick one, play it, sit there, play it.
Yeah. Squadrons was a little bit of a letdown. I played through the whole thing anyway, but it was a little bit of a letdown.
Yeah, I wanted to get it, but I didn't have the desire to buy it launch day, so I figured I just put it on the list of games that I pick up on a sale when I'm feeling the itch. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And plus, I figured the combat would be pretty close to what they'd already done in like Battlegrounds or
Battlefront. Yeah, it pretty much was.
Yeah,
very similar.
I'm waiting for it to be free through the Xbox Ultimate Pass.
There you go.
It probably will be.
Whitney, what about you? What was on your playlist this week?
Oh, it's been another boring week. I did jump back into Diablo 3 a little bit.
New season, right?
Long since I played it. Yeah. Well, I didn't know how long the season was when I started playing, so I created a character and everything, and now it just ticked over to a new season. I'm like, oh, fun. But this time I'm going through it on Torment. And that's been fun, painful, and slow. But I've never really played it on that hard. I've always just kind of liked to wander through for the story. Other than that, a little bit of Legends of Runeterra. I said nothing much this week. It's been a boring week. I've tried to spend a little bit of time out of the house. It's been cooped up a bit too much.
Yeah,
what does a Diablo seasons do? What's season 3? Like, what does a new season do for you? Is it like new gear or something?
I don't even know if I'm the best person to answer that because I'm still trying to figure it out. But you create a character for a new season. At the end of the season, it just becomes like a normal character on your list. But you get rewards, banners, like a border, some little things. I think before I got some pretty nice gear, but I think you only can use the stuff you put in your chest once you hit a certain point in the story. I don't even know. Okay. And I'm like, where's all my gold?
Yeah.
Yeah. When I was playing, I don't know if it's changed, but when I was playing, when I did play it, you start a new character and you run through, and the goal is like to get through all of these, I forgot what they call them. It's kind of like a, like you clear one level and you go to the next, and the higher you went, the better loot you got. And, they had like set pieces and stuff like that, and you can earn money and kind of farm your way through it. And then at the end of the season, you'd like keep everything that you had in like your chest, and all of the money would get piled onto what you already had in regular play and some other stuff. But it's just another way to play the game. It's funny too, because like literally, like when the guys were in it hot and heavy, I could like wait 2 days, and then I'd be like, "Yeah, I think I'm gonna do season." They'd be like, "Come on in, we'll power level you," and you'd be caught up with them in a matter of like 3 or 4 hours.
Yeah,
doing the same thing. But the meta was based around what kind of a damage build you could put together for your character, and that was what kept people interested, it seemed, because they'd be, you know, messing with the spells and all that stuff all the time too.
Plus, I think they release some new gear every season too, epic gear, legend, mythical gear, whatever it is. If not mistaken.
Yeah, I think so.
I have no clue. I've just been playing it as a little time killer to see if my opinion on the game has changed. I haven't really gotten all too far. I don't believe I played the little Necromancer expansion, because I think like some more story went along with that, mm-hmm. if I recall correctly. So I haven't played that, and that's what I'm trying to get through. And I don't know if playing seasonal has been the best, because I'm not dedicating that much time to get through the story, especially for Torment. I might have to kick it down.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
But I'll probably let you know next week.
Alrighty.
Cool. Well, on to the news. If you want to play Star Citizen for free, yeah, if you remember Star Citizen, it's that game that they started like 12 years ago. If you want to play it for free, you can play between November 20th and December 5th, and a link will be in the show notes.
It is still not hit alpha. It has raised over $250 million. It has been in I was gonna say Kickstarter, but GoFundMe mode for over 10 years. Has it been 10 years? I gotta double check that.
I don't know. It seems like it's been as long as we've been podcasting, so at least 8.
Pretty much. And my thing is, it's like, okay, who's still giving these guys money?
Right.
That's
yeah. I had an account. I don't know if I could dig up the account info anymore.
8 years, you're right. In. 8 years, October 2012.
There we go. Yeah. This is kind of cool. Mortal Kombat Definitive Edition is coming out. Or they're calling it Mortal Kombat Ultimate. And what's cool about it is it includes all that expensive DLC. So Combat Pack 1 and 2 are included in Mortal Kombat 11 Ultimate Edition. So I'm looking forward to that coming out, because I wanted to kind of get back into some fighting games, and I was looking at Mortal Kombat and all the DLC. It was like $125 to buy all the DLC. So I was like, I think I'll wait a little bit until they do something like this, and they finally have. So I'm looking forward to this coming out.
So the price is there?
When I was looking at it on Steam, it was $59. $59.99. Yeah, so the price of a brand new game. Updated Cyberpunk 2077 specs. What are the updated specs?
Well, what they did was they updated the
Ray tracing support from AMD.
They updated here's the minimum that we recommend, the average, and then the high end, and then they added 2 more for if you wanted like medium ray tracing and then like ultimate ray tracing or whatever. And what people noticed was that under the ray tracing stuff section, that the new AMD cards weren't listed. And the way that I understand the story goes is that it's currently like not supported even though you, I don't know whether you'll be able to turn it on or not. But even though it uses DXR and not any like proprietary stuff, but you know, who knows how it's been optimized for what NVIDIA, for the hardware NVIDIA already has out there. So, I don't know. We'll see. Personally, I'm still not 100% sold that, oh my God, I gotta have ray tracing, because like by the time the bulk of games use it, like none of the hardware that we're talking about right now will be worth a damn. So it's kind of pointless to me, like as it's like a selling point. But I get that, you know, some people want the new shinies and whatnot. So,
you know, it's kind of funny. I had turned off ad blocker on Blues News to kind of support them. Mm-hmm. And I noticed that my 50% of my CPU was being used when I got on the computer. And I just turned the ad blocker back on for Blues News, and CPU usage dropped 50%. So I don't know if they're mining over at that site, but sorry, guys, but you got to do shit like that. I got to turn the ad blocker back on.
And you know what the problem is that they probably don't even know,
yeah,
right? Because they don't control the ad itself. They just control the selling of the space to the ad.
Right.
Right.
Let's see what else we got here. Cyberpunk has a streamer mode. What does that mean?
Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, go. You go ahead.
Oh, from what I've read, it's a button that you can press to turn off all the licensed music.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah, so that, you know, you don't have to worry about DMCA takedowns and all of that silliness.
Good.
Yeah.
That you might see that in other games coming out in the future.
Yeah, some titles already have it. I can't remember exactly which ones do.
It seems like music is always the hang-up.
It never fails.
Yeah.
You know what? Super crazy, though. With that whole thing we talked about last week with Twitch and the DMCA and all that stuff, so, I was reading... now, that was only an internet post, so it's not verifiable through an article or whatever. But he said he got a DMCA strike because of an ambient sound in the background on a game, that there was no music playing, but he got railed by something. And he was a Twitch streamer as well. I was like, just crazy.
Because mm-hmm, so. those sounds like can be copyrighted by like specific group or what have you that make them for the game.
When we interviewed... So, I'm sorry. When we interviewed Khan Gao, the creator of To the Moon, on this show, we got hit with copyright, even though we had the creator of the show here while we were watching gameplay that, you know, from the game that he made.
Yeah. And something's going to give.
Can't make it up.
I'm sorry to cut you off, Whitney. Did you have anything you wanted to add to that?
Oh, no, that was all.
Okay. The Humble Store fall sale is going. Also, Jerry Gamer in the chat room says that Shenmue 3 is on sale right now on Steam for $17. But the Humble Fall sale is now underway. This runs from December 1st, offering up to 90% off. This includes a wide variety of games and is subdivided into categories, included Warner Brothers Games Fall Sale and Konami Fall Sale, Paradox Interactive. So pretty much the same thing Steam does. Steam is adding, speaking of Steam, they're adding support for the PS5 controller. That's good news. I always prefer the placing of the sticks on the Xbox controller, though, personally. Do you guys have a preference?
Yes, the PlayStation controller all day.
Yeah.
The newer Xbox controllers have this little kink in the trigger. And after you play for a while, that little kink gets annoying as hell. And I'm like, why did you guys do this? Mm. And it makes no sense. And I found that the PlayStation controllers have always been more comfortable for long play sessions and whatnot. Mm. I haven't tried the new one yet, but I did pick one up and charge it up. I just haven't had a chance to really mess around with it yet. But it's bulkier, kind of like the Xbox controller is.
Logan, do you have a preference?
Geez, that's a tough one. No, I don't. it's one of those things where you have to, you got to taste test it, like back to back to back. I'd love to be able to try out the Elite controller for the Xbox as well. But I use an Xbox controller on PC from time to time, and I've got my PS4 sitting here, and I've never really given it a second thought. The PS4 and all PlayStation controllers are distinctly smaller, more lean than the Xbox controllers are. But I've never played so long or so hard that I've gotten cramps or any of that stuff. So to me, it's I'll do whatever. Ooh, what do we got? Let's see that.
Yeah, there it is. You see this little kink right here?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That little kink gets annoying as hell. And it's like, why did you guys do that? It's never made sense to me. I guess they were going for a certain aesthetic, but this little line right here. I've checked other forum posts, and they've kind of said the same thing, like on Reddit and whatnot. But on the new one, it's curved, but it's a little bit flat. Trigger is,
mm-hmm.
And it's not much different than the old one either.
I'm still using an Xbox 360 controller on those rare occasions where I plug a controller in.
That's what I've got. Yeah, the old 360, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
With the battery pack or that just plugs in.
Yeah, but like size wise, you can see that the new one is bulkier than the old one.
Mm-hmm. Got a bit more meat to it.
Right. And it's a little bit more reminiscent of this one without the long handles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whitney, you have a preference?
None of them.
None of them?
The Game Boy Micro, to be completely honest. Like, I have...
There you go.
This is my issue with controllers, is they don't really design them with women hands in mind. I really gotta admit, in most cases. Because, like, I struggle... Like, I can hold it, obviously, but a lot of times where my hand wants to sit, the bottom of it is, like, really digging into my palm. And I can't sit my hand comfortably around it. And it's just, So I've always played on the PC. I was never big in console gaming.
Yeah, the only time I've plugged a 360 controller in is to drive for a driving game or flying, and that's been it. Otherwise, I'm like you. I prefer mouse and keyboard whenever possible. I'm playing through Assassin's Creed Valhalla totally mouse and keyboard.
Yeah, there's a few games where the controller works better, and Nier was one of them, especially with how quick you have to react.
Yeah, I did play, like, every once in a while, I have a little Rock Candy controller, what have you, because I like to just kick back in my chair and just kind of kick my feet up and play on a controller, and Nier was one of those. I found it a lot easier, more enjoyable, just mm-hmm. to play on a controller. Especially when you need a dodge. Oof.
Right. Yeah. Because you're always dodging in that game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My favorite controller is still the Super Nintendo controller.
It
just fit in your hands so good. It had the two buttons on top and the four on the side. There were no sticks. It was just your, the little cross on the left-hand side. Mm-hmm. And I really liked that controller.
Yeah. I really enjoyed the old-school simple controllers. That's kind of what I've always liked, and they weren't huge and bulky, and like when something gets stressful, like, and I have to clench, it ends up hurting my hand.
Yep. I get confused with the controllers. I usually end up getting frustrated, and then because I've tried to do streaming to my Steam Link and play some of the older games, since they look better at 1080p anyway, playing them on the Steam Link with the controller, but I just, some games I cannot play with the controller. Just not good at that. What's we got next here? Bridge Constructor, The Walking Dead released.
Yeah, have you guys played Bridge Constructor at all?
No.
It's this little game where you kind of like have to set up a bridge, and it has to like hold while you do the thing. Well, this one they added hordes of zombies.
So it's like almost like a physics game, right?
Yeah, it is. And I've been kind of looking at this, and I was like, man, I bet this would be fun, like a fun little goof-off game while you watch TV or something. I probably wind up picking that up at some point. But, I've seen, like, the RV from The Walking Dead in there and all kinds of little stuff. It looks pretty cool.
So it's only $9 right now, too.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, I tried to pull it up. Video's a little choppy.
Mm-hmm.
We were talking about Assassin's Creed Valhalla earlier, and it is now Ubisoft's biggest ever PC game launch. I believe it was pretty hyped, and then it had a pretty smooth launch. And I haven't encountered any bugs in the game, which is kind of weird, you know, because with other big Ubisoft launches like The Division, had bugs on day one where shit wasn't working. I remember when I was trying to play that, and you'd throw the turret out, and my turret wouldn't do anything. It would just sit there and then die. And that game was just plagued with bugs after bugs. But so far, Valhalla's pretty well polished.
It had a slight delay to its release, didn't it?
I think it did. And I guess that was for the better.
Yeah, there you go. I don't think you could ask for more.
Yeah. What we got next? Star Wars Squadrons is adding new ships, so this will give me a reason to go back into the new game, or back into the game. Star Wars, this is from Polygon. Star Wars Squadrons dev had fans loud and heard fans loud and clear, so they're adding the B-Wing. Oh, I guess that'd be neat to fly that thing around.
You know what the best thing about that is? It's not DLC. It's just an update.
It's just an update. Well, that's cool. Yep. Something free. What do we got next? Blizzard is laying off 30 or 300 employees.
30.
If
they had a Sydney office?
Yep, they had an Oceanic office in Sydney, so they're downsizing it. And just last month, they had an office closed down in France, and there was, you know, strikes over there. So just keep going, Blizzard.
I wonder if this has anything to do with the shrinking player base of World of Warcraft.
I don't think it has anything to do with World of Warcraft as it is. I think they're just trying to cut costs where they can, even though they've had, you know, a record-setting year in a good, you know, couple of years. And just hiring more fresh blood at a lower price. And my sub ran out this past week of World of Warcraft, and I'm done. I'm really done with it. Like, I can't support it anymore.
You know, it kind of reminds me when they do crap like this of when I worked for the police department, and the finance department wanted to show that they were saving money, so they stopped buying paper plates and plastic silverware for the break room, and then they got rid of the water machines, and that's how they were able to show that they cut the budget. Meanwhile, everybody's miserable because the tap water in the building sucks, so you gotta bring your own water in, and there's no paper plates or utensils, so you gotta bring that in yourself too. But the finance manager at the time ended up getting an award for cutting the budget.
Never fails. Bean counters.
Yeah.
Yep.
So following this news, did you guys mention, I'm sorry with the sidetrack, this is from Kotaku. You mentioned the French office. Sorry. Monster Cat clarifies, this is the next article we've got. Monster Cat clarifies controversy. What is this
so,
about?
So on the backtrack of the DMCA news and thing, did I say it wrong again?
DMCA. And Monster Cat is a streamer, I take it?
No. So I want to say it's a company, but what it is you can pay a subscription service to it, and you can use their library of music, so you can avoid all of this DMCA stuff. Mm. And a post that they originally put out made it sound like you pay for the service, you get affiliate status with Twitch, and everybody's like, what? So they had to come, and they recently came back out like a few days after the fact, and they're like, no, you already have to like be qualified for the affiliate status to be able to use, to have these tools unlocked or what have you. So it was just a big thing that people were like, excuse me?
Yeah, for affiliate, you have to have so many followers, so many hours watched, that kind of thing, right?
It's like 50 followers minimum for congruent, like, constant viewership, and then so many hours in a month.
Yeah, it's less than like YouTube. That. It's a lot less than YouTube requires. So AMD, some new AMD news here. AMD clarified its Radeon 6800 series availability. Apparently, you know, which we were discussing before the show, AMD looks like they were holding a third of their cards for their board partners. So hoping that's true.
Two thirds of the chips went to board partners.
Okay.
Yeah, and they kept a third of whatever they had for their reference boards.
Got it. I'm really hoping to get that Sapphire card.
The Nitro?
Yeah, the one they had on Amazon.
Yeah.
I haven't had a Sapphire card in a long time. Mm-hmm. But it takes me back to the old AMD days. But the embargo is lifted on the RX 6800 series. The reviews are in, product sales. How's it looking, Carlin?
It's about what everyone expected. When it does win against the 3080 and 3090, like, it whoops its ass pretty soundly. And when it loses, it's kind of like margin of error, almost, you know, between 5% and 10%.
Now,
Brad
Chiakas from the Full Nerd was saying that there's a lot of overclocking headroom in it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there is, from what I've read as well. Where it lacks is the ray tracing performance isn't as stout as what NVIDIA currently has in the 30 series.
Yeah.
And, you know, from what I understand, like, a lot of people didn't really expect that to be any different. But like I was saying earlier, you know, by the time the majority of folks really, really care about ray tracing, nobody's going to want a 30 series, a 3000 series or a 6800. So, personally, it's a moot point. It's just like a checkbox that I may never use. Rosterization is where it's at right now. That's where, like, 99% of my library lives is in traditional rosterization. But yeah, from what I've seen, like, the reviews and stuff, they've got a hit, and I don't think that they were prepared for how well it was going to do against the 30 series. I'm definitely getting one as soon as I can get my hands on one.
Me too.
I need some more GPU headroom for all of the videos and stuff I plan to do, because I'm definitely GPU limited right now at the res that I test at. So
yeah, I keep checking. As soon as they're available, I'll pick one up, but I'm not going to pay more than retail. That's for sure.
Right. Same here.
How do you feel about the fact that they didn't go with the blower cooler this time around? They went with the tri-fan setup.
That was definitely an answer to everyone complaining about the blower cooler.
Mm-hmm.
I get why, because they can get a little loud.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, you're talking to a guy that still uses Vegas left over from mining in my rendering rig and in my other rig over there, so it never really bothered me too much as long as I have the size of the case on.
Yeah, my Vegas is not too loud. The one I have from MSI and the one I bought from you, mm-hmm. It's not too bad. But, you know, for us small case guys, because I do have a small case for my land rig, I hope they don't completely eliminate the blower cooler option, because I do like the option of being able to blow the heat out of the case. When I have such a small case, you know, those mini ITX cases that they have out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'd be surprised if we saw any cards with the blower on it, but so we'll just have to wait and see.
Now, this thing looks thick. Is this like a 3-slot deal? Because I mean, it looks thick as hell.
Which one are you looking at?
The one on the on the webpage, the link that you put in the show notes. It's just like the stock Radeon 6000 series stock photo.
The 6000 is 2-slot, and the 6800 is 2-slot, and the 6800 XT is 2.5.
2.5. Okay, I was gonna say that looks a little thicker than what we've seen in the 5700.
Mm-hmm.
So won't be putting that one in a little case.
Nah.
Well, that's all we have for the news this week, unless anybody has anything else. Nope.
Nope. Nope.
Okay, so on to our topic section, which is, what are we streaming? I'm still just streaming Heartland with the wife. It is fun to stream Vikings while playing Assassin's Creed Valhalla. So I'm going through the seasons of that again. And I wanted to mention, during my what are we up to during the week thing is getting a dog. German Shepherd puppy. He's a purebred. Both parents are from Germany. I went to meet him this last Friday, and we were supposed to get the next litter, but someone in this litter backed out, so we've got like third pick out of these three puppies. So we won't get the all black one. I wanted the all black one, but so our little guy's gonna have little brown paws, but otherwise he's all black. We were gonna name him Lucifer because we were gonna get an all black German Shepherd, but so instead, since he's got the little brown paws, we're gonna name him Thor, since we have a cat named Loki. And I should be getting him December 14th. I think he'll be allowed to come home. He's only 4 weeks old right now. He's the little guy.
That's what's up.
So it's gonna be like having a newborn in the house. Up in the middle of the night, take him out to pee. I already went on Amazon and I was looking at pack and plays for dogs, which they have now. Because I asked my wife, I'm like, do you think they've got something like a pack and play for dogs, like a playpen? She's like, I don't know. I'm like, could you use that? Wouldn't he be able to get out of that? I go, I don't know. And sure enough, you know, they do have them for dogs. And I bought a big one. It's collapsible, so we could take it with us. Because when you have a puppy, it's like having a baby. You can't leave it home alone. You got to take it with you.
That's right.
Wherever you go. So I'm looking forward to that, having somebody to love. So that's been my, most of my time's been taken up with, you know, puppy stuff, looking for food, looking for stuff for the dog. And the few times I did get to stream was just some Heartland with the wife. Whitney, what about you? I know you were really looking forward to The Crown.
I watched it. I loved it. But at the same time, I found myself disliking it. And that's probably because I know a lot of... I've always been kind of into that period of history. My mom was really into Princess Diana, and that kind of rubbed off on me and her story. And there was just, like, nothing big or major, but just I found some little moments where I'm just like, oh, I can't watch it. I can't. And it just it had to do, even though I thought she was great, the actress that played Princess Diana, like an instance, they're doing the initial engagement interview. And the way she's kind of looking around, just kind of, I don't know, it wasn't Princess Diana, and it looked more scheming than anything, and it kind of rubbed off on me wrong. That's probably just me nitpicky. I watched The Queen's Gambit, and I loved that. That was really good. Did anybody else watch that?
I saw bits and pieces last weekend, and it looked
movie,
really,
right?
Really interesting. I was going to double back and watch the whole season, though.
I started it and I binged it all today. It was really good.
Yeah,
I enjoyed it.
That's the chess one? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
And then I started this evening Ratchet, which is like a psychological thriller. It has Sarah Paulson and Finn Wittrock of American Horror Story. And as I'm watching the first episode, I'm like, this gives me the American Horror Story vibes, but just on pastel. Just so much color. And then at the end of the episode, I saw directed by Ryan Murphy. And I'm like, oh, this makes complete sense. But I really enjoy it. It's really good. Episode 2 has kind of gotten to me a little bit. And that's because I'm not into the whole lobotomy thing. There's just kind of nothing worse than that subject matter altogether. Ugh. But it's been really good.
Cool. Oh, and I forgot to mention that I did watch this week's Mando, which felt very Star Warsy. Mm-hmm. Really enjoyed this week's episode.
Yeah.
I have started it. I haven't watched this last episode, but I watched the first three. I enjoy it.
Really enjoying this season.
Yeah, it's starting to pick up now, so yeah. I'm happy about that.
And Carolyn, what about you?
Well, aside from Mando and the new Discovery episode, I watched this movie called The Day the Earth Stood Still.
The classic one, the black and white one?
No, the remake with Keanu Reeves.
Classic one is really good.
Really?
Yeah, the old black and white film is really good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was skimming through like my news feed, and it said that, hey, you should watch this movie before it disappears off of Hulu on November 30th. And I was like, what? And then it said it was such and such, and I saw sci-fi, and I was in. So
yeah, it's not so bad.
No, it ended kind of like, so that's it? That's all you're going to do?
Yeah.
But other than that, it was real interesting. I like how they set it up, but the ending was kind of flat for me.
Yeah, if you ever watch the original, I don't know if they put this in there. There's a phrase that he says to the robot in the original, "Klaatu Barada Nictu." He's speaking it in his own alien language. And if you mm-hmm. have ever seen the movie Tron, you'll see that printed in the cubicle that not the main character, but the guy that plays Tron, his cubicle that's printed on the in old fashioned printer paper and hanging on the wall in the cubicle. And he was basically telling the robot to stand down in the original.
Interesting. Yeah. I think he did say that.
Did he?
Yeah, because he said something and it sounded like gibberish. And I was like, okay, is this French or something?
Klaatu Barada Nictu. Some classic geeky stuff there. Logan, what about you?
Mandalorian. And you're right. It's more Star Wars-y. It's finally starting to pick up. It seems like it's starting to put a story together, which is funny that story seems to be finally tying in what his quest is with the child, right? That it's not just him hopping around, but now they've got, you know, some other threads out there, but they're still all related to the same web. So that was...
I wish we could discuss this last episode in depth because there was just so much there, you know, but it was good.
Yeah. Next week, we should do like a week...
A spoiler section?
Week delay.
Okay. Yeah. We could do that. We'll spoil the previous week's episode on the following week.
Yeah.
That sounds like a good idea.
Because there are some good theories about this week that I like. What else? I've been watching DCAU, working my way through the end of that finally. A couple new Netflix animated shows. Blood of Zeus. Pretty good. Decent enough. You know, I'm always one for the old Greek and Norse god mythology kind of stuff. So it was good to watch that. I'm not sure if I'm going to say this one right. Seis Manos.
What language is it?
Another... Spanish.
Spanish. Oh, okay.
It's Sesmanos.
Sesmanos.
Yes, because it's six hands.
Yeah, Sesmanos. Sesmanos.
Sesmanos. It was. This one was a lot harder. Three kids, kung fu, against the cartel. Magic comes into play, and then all hell breaks loose, and then it really ends on super weird notes, like. The second last episode, you think it's wrapping up, and then the last episode is something completely different, not really related to the rest of it. And so you're now like, what? So I assume there's going to be a second season.
Sounds like Big Trouble in Little China.
Yeah, except bad. So I don't know. Like, it's one of these things, like, my son is like, why do you still watch that if you don't like it? I'm like, I don't know. It's like, it's on the cusp. Of it could be pretty good if it could tie stuff together, like Mandalorian, right?
Yeah.
I didn't like the first two episodes of this season, and finally this third, okay, now we're going. And there were some good aspects of this show, but overall, just like, ugh. And I also worked through Project Power, Jamie Foxx movie, similar take on you take a pill and you get superpowers for a short period of time. You drug up on it. It was all right, too. Nothing to write home about. Take it or leave it. I could have done without it, I guess.
All right. So that's it for what we're streaming. Black Friday. Anybody planning on getting anything on Black Friday? Me personally, I don't shop on Black Friday unless if I do, it'll be online, but I won't be at the stores, especially because of COVID.
Yeah. Same here. Everything I buy, it's going to be online. Like I said earlier, I'm looking at a new mic, so I'm gonna base it on the prices. So either the Wave 1 or the Wave 3. I'm still reading the reviews on that to see if I really need a Wave 3. I'm not sure if I need that the extra set of functionality in the mic itself. And as well, I need a shifter for my G20. And I might pick up a super cheap play seat, like the Challenge, the one that just folds up for a couple hundy. That's pretty much it.
Yeah, I'm always on the hunt for new toys. So I'll be looking, but I don't necessarily have any plans like I got to get this on that day. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. We'll just have to see how it all plays out, really.
Cool. Whitney, anything for Black Friday?
Nope. I think it's a ripoff and a scam.
Yeah, sometimes it's some off-brand TV you've never heard of for $100, but it's 55 inches.
Or yeah, no, they put it on there, and then when you go to the store, it's not there. But then they want to like flatter you with other stuff, and yeah. Not to mention, just because you buy it on Black Friday, that's not going to be the cheapest price of the season. Like, you still have the rest of the season. Like, it's just, it's, in my eyes, it's just meh.
Or they only have one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Most
of the others, the tech that I want, I already know the prices of anyway, so I know if they're bullshitting. So.
Well, this week is Thanksgiving in the States, so to all of our listeners in the States, happy Thanksgiving. That's all we've got for this week, unless somebody's got anything else. All right. You can find the AFK Podcast at theafkpodcast.net. There you'll find the links to our Twitch stream, YouTube, and Discord. Join our Discord for more PC gaming and hardware discussion. So for me, for Curlin, for Logan, and for Whitney, thanks for being here, and we'll see you next week. Also, thank you to Jerry Gamer in the chat room. Thanks for being here, Jerry.